Whew, all right. This has been a heck of a week, and this is a Friday I've been looking forward to for a while. So congratulations, everybody. We made it. Friday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio. 90.3 WHBC HD. I'm Tom Ryan, your host for the next hour, and with my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan. On Wednesdays, we call it How Music Changed, because we go really, 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 really deep on a number of topics to discuss exactly how music changed over the course of recorded music, the entire history. We need about 250 years to do it at the rate that we're going. I mean, you know, it's kind of the way that it works, right? If we can only, we've got 1 hour a week to try to cover about 100 years worth of history, 125 years of history of recorded music, really, and then some. We're doing our best, doing what we can. And when we started, you know, right now our topic is Jimi Hendrix. And I figured, okay, look, Jimi Hendrix had a relatively short career because he died so young. This can't go very long. I just cannot believe that today is part 20 and we just are making it to the Woodstock performance. That's what today is. And it's only part one of the Woodstock performance. It's going to take two shows to cover it because I very rarely do we get to hear the whole show. I mean, it's probably one of the most famous live performances of all time. You know, it's one of those shows that, you know, it really not everybody has heard. I mean, so finally here with part 20 of our series, The Life and Music of Jimi Hendrix, is part one of what has become one of the most legendary live performances of all time. Considering that the focus has been placed on Jimi Hendrix and his appearance at Woodstock, it's only natural for one to assume, I would presume, that he was performing before a massive crowd at its peak, and that most certainly, though, was not the case. The schedule at Woodstock ran significantly overtime. Hendrix was the closing act, so it pushed his performance all the way to Sunday morning after a Saturday rainstorm that disrupted things and caused about 75% of the crowd that had already dispersed and gone home. So by the time Hendrix came out, the field was soaked and most of the crowd was completely gone. And it was like a Sunday morning, not like a Saturday night where you would expect the concert to have taken place. Regardless of all that, the legend survives. So here's the first half. We're going to play the first half of the show, more or less without too much interruption. I know Heidi hates it when there's like an introduction. There's been a few times on a lot of these Hendrix shows where there will be we'll introduce a song and there could be like 90 seconds of nothing but talk. And what's really funny about it, I saw that they did say that there was an introduction for this and it went on for over 2 minutes. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't include it. Turns out that I played it and the introduction itself is like 5 seconds long. The rest of it is Jimi Hendrix who's doing the talking. So I don't want to take that away. So we're just going to let it be. So we'll start with an introduction, and we'll let that go into Message to Love and Hear My Train A-Comin'.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
We got tired of experiencing every once in a while. We just blowing our minds too much. So we decided to change the whole thing around and call it Gypsy Sun and Rainbows. For short, it's nothing but a band of gypsies. We have Billy Cox playing bass and, from Nashville, Tennessee. We have Larry Lee playing guitar over there, Yellow Lee. We got Juma playing congas over there, Juma. Granny Goose, Mitch Mitchell on drums. And then we got Jerry Velez on congos too. Right, here's Julia Luke. whistle. What do you worry? Oh yeah, give us about a minute and a half to tune them, okay? Like we only had about two rehearsals, so we'll just do nothing but primary rhythm things. But I mean, it's the first ray of the new rising sun anyway, so we must start from the earth, which is rhythm.
Traveling the streets.
called Message to Universe, something to get the rats out of your bunks and those knapsacks you all been doing. And I'd like to go ahead on with another slow thing, like to combine some little bit of jam, even messing around with the back of the house. I think we're going to call it Get My Heart Back Together again.
Have you heard about my baby? Have you heard about my baby?
Coming. I hear my train coming.
Bit of history about this, how this all came to be released. In 1969, after the Woodstock Festival, they released a triple album called Woodstock, which had segments of most of the performers who had given the rights of their performance to be part of the album. Jimi Hendrix was, of course, a part of that, and they chose three songs, which actually they just jammed it all together as one gigantic piece, which was the Star Spangled Banner, Into Purple Haze, and a Jam. And that all appeared on the Woodstock triple album. And that was Hendrix's bit. That was it. And we're going to get to that tomorrow because that's in the second half of the show. Now, next week. Now, eventually, they decided that they could monetize the whole Woodstock thing a little bit more by releasing a second Woodstock album, which naturally they called Woodstock 2. It was a double album. It was also a triple gatefold, so it looked a lot like the original album. And on that album, they released a few of the tracks from the exact same performance of Jimmy. And what was interesting is on the Woodstock 2 album, they released that performance of the song we just heard, which is definitely Hear My Train A-Comin'. But if you listen at the very beginning, you hear Jimmy introduce it as, this is Get My Heart Back Together. So it's printed on the album jacket as Get My Heart Back Together. And because it's edited, it's got a different time length. So it really confused me for a while because I'm like, this song isn't even part of what his playlist was. And then you got to play the whole thing and you're like, oh, it's just an edited version. They took Jimmy's, you know, what he called the song, Get My Heart Back Together, although he eventually turns it into Hear My Train A-Comin', which is all the same thing. So I just figured I'd clarify that in case you're looking at albums one day and you're saying, wait a minute, that's not part of what we heard. As if. Anyway, other thing to take note is that there's three members. This is a six-piece band playing with Hendrix. But what, you know, everything that we've heard up until now, just about almost everything, has been a three-piece, you know, Jimmy and the Experience. But now we've got Mitch Mitchell is still on drums, but we've got Billy Cox playing bass instead of Noel Redding. But in addition to that, we've got two conga players, Juma Sultan and Jerry Velez. But it seems as though the people in charge didn't really want that to be part of the scene. Maybe even Jimmy's managerial people or his producers didn't really want that to be part of the scene. So they're mixed so low most of the time that it's almost as though they don't exist. You hardly hear them at all. There's a second guitar player. Larry Lee is his name. He even sings on two songs during the concert. But on every single version of the concert that is released, those two songs are deleted. You don't get to hear Larry Lee's songs where he's singing. And just as odd, it almost never get to hear Larry Lee's guitar playing. He's also mixed down to the point of being almost invisible with the conga players. Every now and then, you might hear a bit of it. And if you listen real closely, you might hear a second guitar player on this track, Spanish Castle Magic.
Sam, you know it's
All right, I remind you that you are listening to WHBC, WHPC-HD, Garden City, New York. The show is How Music Changed, a.k.a. American Hit Radio, here every Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. I'm Tom Ryan, and of course, Heidi Morales Ryan running the boards with us. We are in the middle of covering the life of and music of Jimi Hendrix. This is part 20, covering Woodstock, part 1, and which is to say this is the early part of the show. And it's almost like he's still trying to get his act together. I mean, even like with the band name and everything, like when he said in the beginning, it's, you know, dig, we'd like to get something straight. We got tired of the experience, so we decided to change the whole thing around. We're calling it Gypsy Sun and Rainbows, or short, it's nothing but a band of gypsies. It was like so impromptu, you know? But it was also strange because, like I was saying, I thought that I would be hearing the guitar, but I'm sitting here with headphones, and even still, I'm having a real hard time pulling up anything from the guitar player, Bill Lee. I mean, it's just really, I'm sorry, Larry Lee. I just really can't hear very much of him yet at all. Now, one of the conga players said that the reason for that was that Eddie Kramer and a lot of Hendrix's other people hated the new band format. Band of six people, two conga players, and they didn't want to waver from the three-piece format. When that's the reason why, you know, Lee and Sultan and Velez are turned down in the mix to the point where they're inaudible. Sort of a drag. Anyway, at this point in time, the next track up after Spanish Castle, Spanish Castle Magic, is Red House. Now, what's interesting, keep this in mind now. This stuff that we're hearing, this is happening at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you can imagine that, a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Now, listen, I am not somebody who like is saying that, you know, drugs are a good thing at all. But if you're trying to figure out what was going on in the 60s and why that was happening, this explains a lot. Because if you're going to be up at 9 o'clock in the morning listening to Jimi Hendrix play live, there's going to be something that's going to be having to like keep you awake at that point in time to be able to deal with this, because this is just and that's after being like pretty much awake through the entire night, because the reason he's going on at 9 o'clock in the morning is because that's how far overtime everything was. Most people will leave and just going home. You could imagine that's the case. So the people who were there must be unbelievably burned out. Jimmy must be unbelievably burned out, although he sounds totally energetic and like he's doing great. Well, anyway, the next track up is Red House, and in the middle of his take on this, he breaks his E string. The E string is the highest string on the guitar, the thinnest string, the easiest string to break, really. Probably the most important string, too, if you're a lead guitar player. But he keeps going, and what else is he going to do? And he moves on. The song after Red House is deleted. It's a song called Mastermind. Probably because that's one of the songs that was a Billy Lee tune. So we won't have to worry about having to hear Jimmy string up another guitar or anything, another string on his guitar. So here's Red House, busted string and all.
Thank you.
Played that song, a version of that song, maybe two or three times already in the series, Red House, that is. And it's amazing because every time you hear it, it sounds like it's a little bit different. There's something exciting about hearing Jimi Hendrix play live, regardless. And that's what's making the series so fascinating for me, is because as we're moving through time, there's a change in his approach to his own material. And it's very significant. If you've been listening to the series regularly, with us throughout it, you'd notice it. And if you're interested at all, I highly recommend that you check out our series if you're a fan at all of Jimi Hendrix, because it's really remarkable. It's interesting. There's really nothing at all boring or redundant, even if you're hearing some of the same songs throughout the series, because you're not hearing them often. It's not like I'm playing some of the same songs 10 or 12 times. That's not happening. You might be hearing maybe three times in some instances. But they're all very, very different versions. And if you want to hear them, you can probably hear the commercials here on WHPC. But if you go to American Hit Network, the entire series for all 20 shows are available for you right there. And you can hear from part one in chronological order and get this whole really this nice running series of Jimi Hendrix's career right up until this point. We'll continue. We've got a few more to go. So stick with us. Got about three more songs left to cover for today's show before we get to part two next week. The next track up is there was a song that's deleted called Mastermind. And I think that is probably when Jimmy was repairing his string, and also a song where, you know, Larry Lee, who was the second guitarist and rhythm player, was singing lead on it. And so they figured, no, not interested. And when these things were edited out, they never came back. I know that they still have the master tapes, but nobody wanted to release them. So that brings us to the next track, which is the band's version of Lover Man. Yeah. You know, I would not forgive Jimmy if I heard this and he was way out of form, if he sounded like he was just exhausted. But I have yet to hear that. I've never heard him sound as though he was doing anything less than 100%. We'll go out with him playing two of his most classic songs in the middle of his performance. And we will be back next week with the classicest of classics from what happened at Woodstock. If you join us next week on Friday at 5 p.m. But we'll go out with his version of Foxy Lady and Fire. And we'll see you next week. I hope. See you then. Bye-bye.
son. You don't care for me, I don't care about that. You got a new fool, I like it like that. I've only one itch in his eye. Let me stand next to you. Listen here, baby. Step back so damn crazy. Hey, your mama ain't home and ain't mama, son. To play with me and you won't get burned. I've only one itch in his eye. Let me stand next to you. Oh, let me stand. I ain't gonna give you too much time. Jimmy, take off. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, man.
American anthem until we get another one together. It's called Voodoo Child Slight Return.